Today's weekday program, a little bit different than usual. We are featuring a special interview today. You may have heard the Marquette City Commission has a program called Evolve Marquette, bringing creatives to town to do a residency for 3 months to, well, do their kind of work and sort of spread the word, not just on their own kind of work, but about Marquette and the UP. We're joined today by one of the three creatives. I'd like to introduce you to Matthew Conboy of Pittsburgh. Welcome, Matthew.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Hans.
First of all, I got to get some trivia out of the way. You're actually not new to the UP. When we met, you're talking to me about High School Bowl, the TV 13 production.
I know, right next door to to the studio. So, as I tell a lot of people that I meet here, I spent 7 very short summers and long winters growing up in the Sioux, in the eastern part of the UP.
Yeah. So this is not new territory to you. Yet you're bringing something quite new to our area. If we could start just a little bit of background about Matthew Conboy. Tell us a little bit about you and the art that you do.
Well, I think the reason that the Chamber of Commerce brought me up here as part of this residency is my work as director and founder of Start With Art. Mm-hmm. So that's a program that I founded in 2014 that gifts original artworks to every baby born at 3 hospitals in Pittsburgh. We give original signed and numbered photographic prints from emerging and local artists to these babies and their families. And we've now reached over 11,000 families in the Pittsburgh area.
Now, I would imagine that that kind of an idea didn't just pop out of nowhere. Where did that come from, to give babies, newborns, a piece of art? And I'm assuming the art isn't just, you know, baby art. This is real stuff we're talking.
Yeah, it's artwork that I can't afford, is how I like to describe it. We've had a Pulitzer Prize winner, artists who've exhibited at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, at the Guggenheim. We have 2 photographers whose work is being sent to the moon. So that is going, outside of our atmosphere. Yes, it's artwork that these babies and families can enjoy for decades. Mm-hmm. So as you said, it's not just baby art or pastels or rubber ducks, but a lot of abstract work, landscape, but artwork that I feel can connect with these families in Western Pennsylvania.
You said you started this in 2014. How has it grown? How did it get started? And then in what way has it grown?
I came up with the idea when I heard about an award for audience engagement. It was being offered by a nonprofit called Crusade for Art, and they had $10,000 for the best idea to grow audiences in photography. From my experience as an artist myself, as a practicing artist and photographer, I realized how difficult it really was to get people to go to shows or exhibitions or museums or galleries, let alone buy your work. So I looked at all of the demographics that we have in Pittsburgh. We have doctors and lawyers and scientists and firefighters and policemen and teachers. And the one thing that they all have in common, or that many of them have in common, is they have kids. So I was going to reach this huge audience in Pittsburgh by going after these one-day-old babies. I wrote a grant. I locked myself in my office for a long weekend. I came up with this proposal. My partner, Heather, thought I was crazy when I told her I was going to make baby art collectors. But I received the award. I was able to offer honorariums to all of the artists by the paper, by the ink, the packaging materials. The hospitals signed up almost immediately.
Really?
It took about 5 minutes just so they could verify that I was not going to take pictures of these babies.
Right.
They were actually going to receive artworks. The PR and marketing administrators at the hospitals just fell in love with the idea. So we started on January 1st of 2015.
I am a little bit at a loss for words. I'm delighted by that the response was almost immediate, that they'd be interested in that. Has that helped the program grow?
It has helped talk of growth.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. My mother-in-law is a curator down in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, mm-hmm. so about as far south as you can get from Marquette. She's helping me work with a couple hospitals in her area. There's a collector and patron in Durham, North Carolina, who's working on bringing it to Duke Hospital. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, I came up to Marquette with kind of that hope to give something back to the UP, where I grew up and kind of spent a lot of formative years here. So I just wanted to be able to give that gift back.
What sort of infrastructure does it take, let's say, for a local hospital, whether it's here or anywhere that you approach? What sort of burden, if any, is there on their part?
For the hospital, there has to be someone at the nurse's station to collect the artwork from me when I drop it off on the first of the month. Like I said, I'm the founder, the director, I make my coffee, I print the images, I select the artists. I package all the materials, and then I deliver them to the hospitals.
Wow. How's the response been from the families?
I have quite a few families who, on the baby's first birthday, will actually get in touch with the artist and commission an entirely new piece for their baby. And I think another story, a Bhutanese family mm-hmm. Received an artwork from one of my artists who was in Bhutan for a month. He took landscape images of the mountains and the plateaus and the valleys. And one of the families who received his print knew that exact village. They knew people who lived in that village. That's... So to think that this family, 8,000 miles from home, received something that they knew that was part of their own soul or, their own being.
Connection, yeah.
I regularly get emails from the parents who are just thankful. It's something that they did not expect. They know they're going to go home with the baby, and they know they're going to go home with a bill. Mm-hmm. But to be given something from a local artist, someone who they could run into at the supermarket or at a movie theater or walking downtown, it really just kind of, made this deeper connection.
Mm-hmm. What makes it important that this is a gift to a baby rather than just patients in a hospital? Why is this so important?
When I was originally writing my proposal for this award, I looked up the impact that art can have on people, mm-hmm. and especially with education. So we normally think of arts education. What I found is that the mere exposure to art, not the teaching of art, but just being exposed to it, can lead to better cognitive and analytical problem-solving skills. So, this is just, the cover of a book.
Yeah.
And then the parents can take it wherever they want from there. If it's raining on a weekend, instead of being stuck inside playing video games, go to a museum, go to a gallery. But it was very important that it was, the first day that they're born, the nurse would present them with this piece of art.
How have the actual staff at the hospitals that you've had contact with, how are they responding to this kind of effort?
They love critiquing the work now. I never imagined there'd be a group of nurses huddled around the main station there in the maternity ward. Some are very drawn to abstract works. Some love the landscapes. There have even been a couple kind of quasi-portraits. But the nurses just love talking about art now, and they're excited as soon as they see me ring the bell to get into the ward. They can't wait to see what the artwork looks like for that month.
The response you're telling us about is so positive. I'm imagining that you may even start having artists knocking on your door, wanting, hey, can I be part of this too?
I have. In Pittsburgh, I'll get emails from artists or, just from people who, mm-hmm. Have cameras, who have a love for art.
Yeah.
How can they contribute? And then in my time spent here in Marquette for these last 10 weeks, 3 months, I meet with artists every single week. And, you know, they love this idea that it's one thing to sell a work, but it's quite another thing to imagine your work going home with 60 or 100 or 200 sets of eyes.
Right.
And just growing your audience exponentially.
Okay. And so, referring to your work here in Marquette and in the UP, are you strictly focused on the Start With Art endeavor, or is there other work that's going on while you're here as well?
Most of the time I've spent with Start With Art, I've had a great experience with the Sioux Tribe and their health centers that are spread all across the UP.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably the area where I would have the best opportunity to bring Start With Art up here. But as part of this creative residency, the Chamber of Commerce asked us all to kind of have set up some more public programming.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday evening, I set up a panel discussion on collecting art.
Okay.
So collecting art can sometimes be a little scary a prospect to think about. But with this panel that I put together, we're going to try and demystify that process.
Okay.
And just show that it can be very democratic and lively.
Yeah. And where does that take place?
That'll be at Ampersand, okay. Co-working space right on Washington Street.
Yeah. What time?
That'll be at 6 o'clock.
Do you happen to have a phone number or contact information? We can pass that on later as well. Okay, we'll do that. So you've been working with the Sioux Tribes, you said, but that made me think of when you described the effort, you seem to be a one-man band. If you're setting up this to work in a community that you don't live in, is part of the setup getting folks to do the same job that you're doing?
Yeah, it's... you know, to find that curator,
mm-hmm.
To find that person who can identify artists who would best connect with these families on that scale. Despite the 3 months that I've been here, you know, I've seen not even a tiny fraction of the artists and resources that you have up here, which is amazing for a town this size.
Yeah. Does that mean that you'll be back?
Absolutely. Getting back to the very beginning of the show here, you said that Marquette wasn't necessarily new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the area is not new, but this is not the Marquette I remember from the 1990s or late 80s. And when I describe Marquette using those words to my friends up here, they say it's not the Marquette they remember from 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it's developed, it was almost unrecognizable to me when I moved back here.
Yeah.
But I will absolutely be back. There's.
Okay. And just before our interview, you mentioned that you're actually on your way to Shanghai, China, in a few days for teaching. Can you tell us a little bit more about Matthew Conboy? And, you know, we've heard a lot of wonderful things about Start With Art and Evolve Marquette. Take a moment just to let us know what's coming up next for you.
Yes, so on May 25th, I'll be getting onto a plane at Sawyer Airport, and that'll be the first leg on my way to Shanghai. I'll be there for 5 weeks teaching at a university. It'll be Chinese students who are enrolled in American universities, mm-hmm. who are home for the summer, but still want to get credit.
Right.
So I'll be doing an introductory digital photography class for them. And then my last week in China will be spent wrapping up a long-term project that I've had down in Changsha, China. Okay. It's one of those towns that you've never heard of, but 8 million people live there.
Yeah. There are more of those towns than we know. So how does one, you know, find out more about Matthew Conboy? Do you have a website, maybe a little bit more information? People can learn a little bit more about you, maybe even get in touch if they want to?
Yeah, so for Start With Art, The website is www.startwithartpgh.org for Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And then my personal artistic website is matthewconboy.com.
Okay.
And that's where I have my installation art, animation, and photography.
Terrific. Matthew Conboy, thank you so much for coming by and sharing Start With Art and your Evolve Marquette residency work with us here on Public Radio 90.
And thank you for having me here.